AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. WNBA star Brittany Griner pleaded guilty to drug possession during her trial in Moscow. She also said she had no intention of committing a crime. Griner was detained in February at an airport in Moscow after vape canisters and cannabis oil allegedly were found in her luggage. Alexander Boykoff is one of Griner's attorneys.
She said that it was unintentionally brought to Russia because she was in a hurry as she was packing, and it was just by accident it ended up in her luggage.
Griner could face up to 10 years in prison. As Boris Johnson announced he's resigning as British Prime Minister, many people in Britain are happy about that.
After three tumultuous years in power, Johnson has succumbed to pressure from his own cabinet and party to give up his position.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved, and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed.
Indeed, on the streets of London, many were relieved to see Boris Johnson leaving No. 10 Downing Street. Even Conservative Party voter Susan Palm was happy to see him go.
Boris has to go. He's a disgrace.
Investment banker Himat Dalloway said it was about time Johnson accepted defeat.
By the end of the day, it seemed like he was just going to keep on, but I guess he's figured it out that it's time for him to go.
Big Issue magazine vendor Frank Thomas was worried about what the future now holds for Britain after Johnson's departure.
I don't think things will get better for a long time. Things have to get really, really worse before they get better.
Karen Chamas, London.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled a transgender woman cannot change her name because she is on the state's sex offender registry, and people on the registry aren't allowed to change their names. China is calling the U.S. the biggest threat to world peace, stability, and development in response to U.S. accusations of Chinese spying and threats to the international order. This is AP News. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits keeps rising.
Jobless claims hit 235,000 last week, the most in nearly 6 months. It was the fifth straight week that applications topped 230,000. Still, the overall demand for workers remains strong. There are nearly two job openings for every unemployed person, as companies scramble to hire even as consumers spend less due to high inflation. Analysts expect the Labor Department will report tomorrow that employers filled more than 276,000 jobs last month, which would be the fewest in more than a year. The report will come amid signs of a weakening economy and growing recession fears. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The oldest Magellanic penguin at the San Francisco Zoo, Captain EO, one of the oldest penguins living under human care anywhere in the world, died at the age of 40. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.